Hello, this is Paula Matthews with Epic Books and Cafe. This week, we're going to go over a recent prophecy I received from the Lord concerning what to expect in the new year of 2026. We entitled this message, Love is Who God Is, because most people don't have this revelation of God. They see him as a harsh, legalistic ruler from some faraway place in heaven. This is the furthest thing from the truth, and you'll learn why in this message. People will be amazed, and the praise will go to God for all the goodness he will show his people, but not everybody will be happy. So he says there'll be more turbulence in 2026 as resistance grows to what God's doing to his people. He says, but those who resist cannot win, for this is not a man nor a political party they resist. Those who resist whom I sent resist me, says God. So he says it's going to be resistance. But he said, this is his time. We've been talking about his time to do great things through and for his people. So, beloved, if you are in the body of Christ, I want you to be encouraged that these are the best days we've ever seen. It's not the end of the good times. It's just the beginning of the goodness that God wants to show. Now, let's get into the message and hear what God wants to express to his people. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for another day that we can celebrate you. You are what you've done through your son. And Lord, just be grateful for the fact that you love us, that your heart toward us is always for good and not for evil, Lord. And we thank you for this message that you've given me this morning. You called it an expression of your love, Lord. So I'll release this message, Father God. Let it come forth with no hindrance of any kind from any outside source. Let it flow, Lord. Let the people feel the love, feel what it is that you have for them this day in Jesus' name. All right, I've got a preview. The message is the expression of God's love. And let me just preface this a little bit, because the last time we talked about 26, he talked about turbulence on the heels of a great fall for our nation. Now, to explain what God's love means, I had to understand it was the love of God that put Jesus on the cross. Okay, so it's not that lovey-dovey love. It's not that feel-good love that we think of. Love, in God's opinion, means sacrifice. Like Jesus sacrificed for his love for the Father, and the Father wants us to sacrifice our pleasures, our love for him. So when he said last time that we talked about what he said for 2026, he said there was going to be turbulence. He says more turbulence as resistance grows. Resistance grows to his kingdom arising in the earth. He's showing his love and kindness and goodness to his people. It's going to be people going to fight against that. When they see the goodness, as we said before, according to Jeremiah 33:9, the Lord talks about how people will be amazed, and the praise will go to God for all the goodness he will show his people. But not everybody will be happy. So he says there'll be more turbulence in 2026 as resistance grows to what God's doing to his people. He says, but those who resist cannot win. For this is not a man nor a political party they resist. Those who resist whom I sent resist me, says God. So he says it's going to be resistance. But he said this is his time. We've been talking about his time to do great things through and for his people. So, beloved, if you are in the body of Christ, I want you to be encouraged that these are the best days we've ever seen. It's not the end of the good times. It's just the beginning of the goodness that God wants to show. So part of what he said last time is that there was going to be a fall of the kingdoms of this earth. According to Daniel 2:44, God is raising his kingdom in our midst, and it's going to destroy all the wicked kingdoms. So let's get right into what he told me early this morning. And the first thing that came out of his mouth, he said, captives are freed by my power. As my kingdom rises in this earth, all that I have purposed shall come to pass as I said. Nothing shall be denied me in this hour of my season of justice. I am God, and there is no other besides me who can save you from what is coming, my people. Hearken to the voice of my prophets, and you shall prosper in all you set your hands to do in this season of peace, righteousness, and justice. It is my will that all are saved. But it is up to each of you to determine whether you hear or obey. My love for you will never fail you. My plan for your lives never changed. I will do what I have purposed. What will you do? Love is who I am. It is what I do. Although my ways are not your ways, my heart towards you, my human creation, has been nothing but love. Let me express my love towards you. Obey my voice and receive my love. My ways are for your benefit, not to bring you harm. Therefore, hear my voice and obey what you hear, and I will lead you to your promised land, filled with all of my goodness. Let me shower you with all the good things I have prepared for you since before the earth was formed. Let me express that love towards you in ways you have never known, but have longed for. I created you for such a purpose that I may lavish you with my everlasting love. Let me love you the way I desire to love you. Receive my love today. Hear my voice and obey. Your loving Father, the only God who can love you like no other. And that's the first part of the message. And then there was a pause. Mind you, I got this at 3:15 this morning. He told me to go to bed early and get up and write. And so I did. And then there was a pause. And then here's the rest of the message. He said, no greater love is there than when a man gives up his life for another. In war or peace, the sacrifice of one's life is the greatest gift one can give another. My son gave his life, an expression of my love for you. Yet, it was his love for me that took him to the cross. That is how much we love you. Receive our love today. Hear my voice, for I will lead you around the traps of the enemy. I will show you how to foil his plans. Nothing escapes me. Listen to my voice and follow my instructions. I love you and desire that no harm comes to you, but the choice is yours. Whether to hear and obey. The choice is yours, whether to live in abundance, in the abundance of my grace, or to suffer at the hands of the enemy of your soul. Deception, deception. Much deception has been launched to your demise. Hear me and be saved. Honor and obey me, and I will lavish you with the wealth, with a wealth of prosperity beyond your imagination. I have treasures stored for such a time as this, but only for those who will hear and obey. They will eat the good of the land, even the best you have never known. This is my plan and my desire to prosper you in the midst of great turmoil and turbulence. This is my testament to who I am and how I love those whom I love, says God. This is how I love. Receive my love today. And then I heard him echo afterwards, 2026, an expression of my love. And that's what the Lord gave me early this morning at 3:15. And powerful message. It wasn't what I expected, but I'm glad I got it. Because he told me that this is a representation of what we read in Psalm 23. Now I'm going to talk about Psalm 23. It explains better what God is doing and what he's saying in this message about the expression of his love. Now, I will read the King James Version, and many of you have heard this, and many of you can recite this. But in this season, what God is saying is, this is the message he wants you to receive. This is how he expresses his love. This is what he wants us to concentrate on and to meditate on, no matter what happens in these final days before Jesus returns. I'll begin in Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, this is a psalm that many people hear read at funerals. But this is not about death. This is about life in this earth, in this time, in the shadow of death. That's where we're living here on earth in this time of season. Now, I also pulled the Amplified Classic version, which kind of breaks it down even further. This is a Psalm of David, Psalm 23, Amplified Classic Edition. The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack. He makes me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads me beside the still and restful waters. He refreshes and restores my soul, myself. He leads me in the path of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with him, not for my earning it, but for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil, for you are with me, your rod to protect and your staff to guide. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My brimming cup runs over. Surely, only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. And through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling place. Beloved, this is how much God loves us. He is offering himself as our only way of escape from what is coming upon the earth. Not only that, but for those who honor and obey him, God is promising to lavish them with his goodness, which includes a wealth of prosperity beyond our imagination and treasures he has stored up for us from the very beginning. Indeed, there is no one who can love us like God, our Father and Creator of us all. If you've enjoyed this episode, join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Subscribe both to this podcast channel and our YouTube channel as well, so you won't miss out on what God is saying and doing in these final days before Jesus returns. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.